Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me and welcome to April 2020. Today is April 1st, 2020, and we're going to take a look at the energies that we'll be moving through over the next week. This is a big week. It's a powerful week. A lot of significant astrology is happening. That means we're going to be embarking on some bigger energetic waves at this time. If you listen to this show regularly, I've been describing them as tidal waves that come in, tidal waves that move us forward, keep us going into this next phase of our experience. And at this time, it's very important to remember that you as a soul chose to be here. You chose to be here at this time to support humanity, to contribute to the light, to contribute to the higher vibrations that are desperately needed on this planet. The planet is undergoing a significant transformation, and that has been strong, as we've seen, through this Pluto in Capricorn energy. Now, back in January, we of course had the exact conjunction between Saturn and Pluto. That was significant, especially as it was right around the eclipse energies as well. And so there was energies coming through that would have certain consequences. That's attributed to Saturn in Capricorn. Saturn says, okay, it's time. It is the planet of timing. It is the planet of where the universal cycles support the pacing of energies, the pacing of events. And it also means it's time for the deeper transformations to occur. So that was a very strong energy in January. Now here we are in March, and we've been building up to the exact conjunction of Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn at 24 degrees, 52 minutes. So nearly 25 degrees of Capricorn. And this conjunction is the Jupiter energy that's now working with Pluto. And the Jupiter energy brings in support and resources. It does energies in a big way. However, in Capricorn, it's responsibility. It's associated with the term we've all been hearing, an abundance of caution. It's making sure that things are being done properly for maximum benefit. So the two outer planets have been working with Pluto directly. And Pluto is, of course, all about the deeper metamorphosis that the world is undergoing, how we're moving through a time of a deep energy cleanse, a deep purging, a deeper understanding of what's been going on behind the scenes or under the surface. This is all energy that we are bringing up to the light. And so with Pluto, we have to look at our fears. We have to look at our lower emotions. We have to look at parts of our unconscious that we perhaps were not tuned into or tapped into. The Pluto energy wants us to grow at a soul level, wants us to move forward, wants us to take anything that was potentially holding us back from our power and transmute it into a more powerful expression. So this is being done for each of us individually, but as well as for the planet collectively. And the Pluto energy is also when things change permanently. Pluto is associated with many energies, as each planet is. It's associated with the death and rebirth process and says, okay, where one energy needs to be completed so that something else can form from it and come forward. So during these big Pluto energy times, we see and we feel things on a deeper level as well. We understand that the intensity can be very big, but ultimately that intensity brings us to a point of understanding, what is vital for me? Where have I not seen something in myself that I need to claim? Where have I not been in my power? Where have I held myself back out of a deeper soul programming? And part of what's happening is that this bigger cycle of energy that's moving around us and through us is a rising up of what we have not been able to claim in previous lifetimes. So this is a much bigger story than what's being presented in this current timeline. There's a much bigger story here around where your power has been untapped through multiple lifetimes, timelines, and I'm seeing this as dimensions of time. And now we have an opportunity to call it back in and to claim, to truly claim a deeper level of energy that's connected with the soul's brilliance. And that soul's brilliance includes your ability to be fully who you are, not simply what you've been conditioned to believe about yourself mentally, or how you have felt perhaps emotionally programmed, or how you have been navigating the world with certain expectations of yourself. This is a much deeper energy that goes into who you really are. And it's certainly that Kundalini rising and that transformational experience that is pushing you to look at fears, because fears are not a final destination. They're simply these little pit stops that we meet along the way. And I'm getting that image of the energy of the soul's force pushing us into more, the soul's force moving us into a higher understanding of what's possible in your life. So you want to look at where this 24 degrees, 52 minutes of Capricorn resides in your astrology chart. And keep in mind, this is new energy, because Pluto has not been this far in Capricorn for nearly 250 years. So this is an energy that is new to everyone. It's coming out very strongly right now. And then Pluto will be stationing retrograde in late April and then traveling back and forth over this point for the next year and a half. So at this time, with the Jupiter conjunction to Pluto showing up, it is an opening to more of your mastery, more of your potential, more of your soul mission work in the world. And Jupiter says, this is who you are. You can do this and have faith. Jupiter is the planet of hope, faith, and trust, where we're learning more about what we're capable of. And this is an opening energy that you're going to be working with two more times throughout 2020 as Jupiter makes two more conjunctions to Pluto. But then Pluto will continue to work with this degree point in your chart into 2021. So there's support right now for really understanding more about what you are here to do in the world. Contribute, participate, offer. This, of course, can be professionally, because that is always what Capricorn represents. It's how you show up in the world, but it's how you show up in the world energetically. So this is not simply about a professional role or a job title. It's how you're showing up at this time in your power, but it's a new sense of power, a new rising soul force of energy that is showing you how strong you are. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of our spines. Capricorn rules our spines. It rules the bones in our body, our teeth, our knees. It helps us stand strong in who we are. And I'm feeling and seeing that Kundalini rising energies coming up through the spine, coming up, spiraling at a DNA level, spiraling at a deeper activation level. And you could feel it in the base. It's the base of your spine, and it feels like that is a very strong activation point that's connected to the root chakra, the sacral chakra, and the solar plexus chakra. So this energy that's rising up is coming from some deeper parts within us that have been dormant. And it's the soul's ability to communicate with us at a new way, because we have reached a point in our awakening and in the ascension process that allows for new energetic communications to come through. So this means over the next, perhaps the rest of your lifetime, understand that your body could be communicating with you in a new way. You could start feeling things, new sensations, new spiritual messages. You could start feeling things in a new way that is both about listening to what you're receiving, but also trusting something at a deeper energetic level. Part of our growth is that we're really understanding that we have more capabilities than we've ever known and that we've ever been taught. So I'm seeing this as a restructuring within the bones, the cellular composition inside our physical structures. It also feels like there is a very deep, it's like exfoliation and fleshing out, and that it's really important right now to allow your body its own transmutation process. And then now they're showing me the different energetic or the different systems within the body, the digestive system, the nervous system, the endocrine system. All these different systems are also experiencing these new energies coming in. This is part of the Pluto energy. It's part of Pluto in Capricorn, where we are reprogramming our physical selves so that we can be energetically supported in this new world and in this new energetic system that I feel is coming through. Now, this is a little bit more, I'm going to say advanced, but many of you are very old souls. You are experienced light workers. You are really well versed in energetics. And so many of you are star seeds as well. You've been to other planets. You've had lifetimes in so many other realms that this is going to feel kind of normal to some of you. You're actually not going to notice it as much as someone else might. So they're just showing me that it's part of what our planet needs right now. It's part of what you need right now is this energetic upgrade and to stay in the process of it. You could have new food cravings, for example. You could require more sleep. Your body might suddenly want to do an activity or an exercise or a sport that it has never done. So stay open to what is new and fresh for you. This is part of the transformation process. Also, stay aware of what you can do to keep energy moving through you, even if it's something as simple as a digestive cleanse or anything that supports the organs in your body, your gallbladder, liver, kidneys, stomach, anything that supports the health of your physical self, as a lot gets transmuted by, I feel like it gets pushed out. And this is happening even through exfoliation. Any of those salt scrubs, especially if they're made with sea salt, can be very supportive at this time. And in fact, one of the things they've shown me for a number of months is that not only does the sea salt scrub help, you know, exfoliate the skin, but it's also can be a protective layer of energetics because of how the sea salt can wipe away and wash away certain energies in your aura. And one thing they've showed me is that if you take some of those, the sea salt scrub, and this could be something you make at home, and you rub it on your forehead at your third eye, that can help with any type of decalcifying or any removal of stagnant energies on your forehead there at your third eye. So that's a good little energetic trick. The other thing they're showing me is to take sea salt scrub and rub it on your inner wrists, right, you know, where your, right below the palm of your hand, right at the place where you could feel your heartbeat, to rub sea salt there, sea salt scrub on your inner wrist. And now they're also showing me behind your ears and at the base of your skull. These are all important energetic points where a lot of energy can move through us that we're not aware of. And they're saying how this supports the energy to keep moving through you. So again, your third eye on your forehead, your inner wrists, both hands, the points behind your ears. Ah, because behind your ears supports the pineal gland. Okay, yeah. So anything around cleaning up behind your ears, and then also at the base of your neck and skull there, that point behind your head where the life force prana energy can flow. Okay, so I wasn't expecting to talk about all that, but I hope that is a useful, practical way for you to stay in your energetics power at this time. So again, Jupiter is conjunct Pluto on April 4th at 24 degrees 52 minutes of Capricorn. This is a big deal. And we've already been moving through big energies in the world. Obviously, I don't have to explain that to you. And this means that something is peaking here in this first week in April. Jupiter began the conjunction to Pluto on March 27th and 28th, and there were some big things unfolding in the world at this time, and it tells us that it's building up to April 4th. Now, the other thing that's happening within the first few days of April that's significant is that Venus enters Gemini. So Venus moves from her home sign of Taurus into the third sign of Gemini. And this is where Venus becomes busier and she wants to socialize and talk, and she moves into her mind. She moves into her sense of needing information. Let's see what there is. Let me read. Let me understand. So she becomes both a student and a teacher, which we each are. We are always learning, but then we have the ability to teach. So Gemini is how we take in information and then share it again. It's the sign of what we understand, how we perceive the world, and then how we communicate it and talk about it. Venus entering Gemini is a big deal because she remains in Gemini until August 7th. And that is due to her upcoming retrograde that begins the middle of May. She won't be in her shadow until April 10th. So we have this first week of Gemini where Venus is a little bit more carefree and she is open to what she needs to learn or understand. This is where you might want to do something that is more mentally engaging, that interests you, that is something you enjoy. This is a busier Venus. She is more of a social butterfly in Gemini. And I know that's a little bit tough right now, if you're stuck at home, if you're not able to physically move or be as out and about as you would like. This reminds you to stay in control of your mind. And in fact, the Venus in Gemini energy at one of its highest expressions can be about the mindfulness that you have power over. Venus is what we enjoy, what we receive, what we like. And so where can you go right now to be mentally engaged and stimulated, to enjoy what you're doing, what you're learning? This is certainly anything that you're ready to learn. You might feel like you have the mental focus to do so and to enjoy it, you know, to only do what you enjoy and to direct your mind in a positive way. So Venus in Gemini is certainly busier and she stays here for 4 months. And we'll be talking more about that as we go into May. But just a heads up that her retrograde area is going to be at 5 degrees of Gemini to 21 degrees of Gemini. And so that's where she will travel back and forth over the next number of months. Venus only goes retrograde every 18 months, every year and a half. And she's always about reassessing what matters to us, reassessing at this time what we enjoy on a daily basis. And so, hey, you can't make this stuff up, right? As we're all needing to be inside more, we're reassessing our daily lives and how do I make the best of this new daily routine? How do I stay interested in life? How do I stay in a place of happiness and joy, regardless of what's happening outside of me? So this is a Venus transit that will bring us some new ideas, solutions, and possibilities for navigating our new daily world. Also on April 3rd, we're going to have Mercury conjunct Neptune in Pisces at 19 degrees. And good news is that Mercury is now out of the shadow zone of his retrograde. And that's as of the end of March. Mercury is now in new territory here after passing that 15 degrees of Pisces mark. That's where he spent his retrograde. So now Mercury moves ahead into new territory and has the conjunction to Neptune and Pisces on April 3rd. This is often a time of fogginess, of really looking at what you're feeling and to get out of your mind, get out of your head, get out of what you thought or what you expected. This can be tricky depending on how mentally focused you've been, but this is something about going higher to receive new information, new messages that this revised Mercury in Pisces can now hear. Because previously in retrograde, there was a lot of reprogramming and rewiring taking place in our mental capabilities. And of course, in our daily life, the Pisces energy is where we surrender. Mercury is how we go about our days, how we go about our lives. And this is what I'm going to do today, and this is what I'll do tomorrow, and these are my errands, my chores. It's where we get in our cars and need to go take the kids to school and go to work. That's all Mercury. Mercury in Pisces has asked us to give that up, right? To surrender the routines that we had established and to instead just trust what is, to be in the present moment. To alleviate our minds of the anxiety or pressure to figure it out right now. So as Mercury makes this conjunction to Neptune, you could feel a higher download of trust of, okay, I'm going to just exhale. Okay, I'm just going to be in the present moment. Okay, I give up. This is just what it is right now. There's a whole spectrum of energies that we can be feeling. You know, you can feel that disappointment, discouragement, depression, because you're not in control. But keep in mind, none of us are. This is a situation that's affecting billions of people right now, billions of us. We're all in this together. And so the more that you can take care of your mind right now, the better you're going to feel. And by that, I mean trusting what we don't know. And that's very hard at a human level, but at a higher level, your higher self is totally chill right now. Your higher self is peaceful and floating and actually celebrating that you get a break. And that's another energy of Pisces, is that you get a break. And that can show up typically as escapism and a vacation and saying, peace out, I'm not going to deal with this reality. But the way to work with it in a responsible way, and I mean energetically responsible, is to let yourself off the hook for what you can't control and to breathe it out and to breathe it through. Because I feel that there's a tension for many people, and I'm feeling the tension in the lungs. I'm actually feeling it in the lungs, in the digestive system, and then in the nervous system. And it's like all these systems can be really tight, really tight. Do deep breathing, the type of deep breathing that goes into your belly, where you breathe in for three, you hold it, and you exhale for three. Soften at this time. Because when you allow your body to soften, you're supporting its ability to trust. And that's when the body gets the signal from you that it's safe and you can trust. Do any type of stretches or exercises that helps your body soften, that helps the flow. Because all of our cells are here to trust the flows of life and to trust what comes through and to trust what moves through us. So anything you can do to support the natural flows is also connected to this Pisces energy. And it's going to give your body and your mind a new way to focus. If you can, there's a number of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that can support you at this time. I realize that stores might be sold out. It could be hard to get things online. I understand that it might not be as simple as it normally is, but if you have something in your home that you haven't looked at in a while, please know that there's different things that can support us right now, including magnesium, zinc, vitamin D, bee propolis, colloidal silver, which I believe is hard to find at this time. But anything like these are really good for supporting our physical lives, our physical needs at this time, as well as supporting the immune system. Anything that supports your immune system, of course, is important, not simply for staying healthy with the coronavirus, but also reminding your body that it's strong. And I was getting this visual yesterday as I was taking some of my vitamins about how when we are giving our body that support, we are also spiritually feeding ourselves and reminding ourselves how strong we are, how resilient we are, that we can do this, that even when there are shakeups and earthquakes and instability or uncertainty, that you have a strong vessel, a strong physical vessel, strong spiritual vessel, strong energetic vessel, And that the more that you can take actions that support that, it really fortifies us. So there's something psychological about remembering how strong you are at this time through all of your energy systems. Now, the other strong energies that we have going on include a lovely trine of Venus in Gemini, trining Saturn in Aquarius, and trining Mars in Aquarius. Now, at the end of March, Saturn and Mars were conjunct at 0 degrees of Aquarius. And this is some kind of full stop or something shifting. This is wanting there to be motion or action, and there's a big pause or a red light that says, okay, check in on what you're doing for the future. Mars can just keep going. He just wants to march on and keep the momentum going, follow his passion, follow what he wants. When he meets up with Saturn, there's something that is a slowdown. As Mars moves away from Saturn, we have the potential to feel inspired and motivated for where we're going in the future, especially as this Mars now makes a trine to Venus in Gemini. You may remember that for the first 3 months of this year, Mars the masculine and Venus the feminine were in very different places, on very different journeys, very different energies. They were not getting along. And this could have shown up in your relationships and your communications with others. This could have shown up internally between what you want versus what you need. Mars is what we want. Venus is what we need. Well, now they're both in air signs and they're making supportive connections that help them talk and speak to each other. So I feel like there is a definite shift in the collective Venus and masculine about what you want, what you need, and how to proceed going forward. Now there's a responsibility piece as Venus makes an exact connection to Saturn on April 4th. And something is stabilized. This can be the energy of a commitment. This can be the energy of something being made clear. Venus is money. This can be solutions, financial solutions. I know that's a big thing right now for so many of us where maybe you're looking at there's no paycheck, or you're wondering about rent, or you're looking at something in your bank accounts, something financial can certainly be a big thing right now. But remember, it's billions of people going through this. The world has literally stopped what it's been doing, right? It's stopped. It's shut down. So the solutions, the stability, what happens next is going to come through. And if you can temper the mind or temper the fears, it's going to help you see some new solutions. So what can you do right now to remain in your responsibility? That is always Saturn. Responsibility for what you can do today. One of the good tips right now is that if you do not have the money you need to make your financial commitments, they're saying to call the companies directly, call the credit card company, call your landlord, call whomever you need. And by the way, this is all the Venus and Gemini of conversation. And it's supporting these conversations right now. There's support for these hard conversations. And the more that you are proactive, that reflects better on you. That reflects your responsibility. That reflects an acknowledgement of what you need to perhaps pay for. You call up the car company. You call up the utility bills. It's like what you do to initiate those conversations right now is actually going to alleviate you of the fear and anxiety. So if you're in that position right now, anything you can do to be forthcoming is going to work out in your favor. So that's one of the practical applications of the astrology at this time, is that all kinds of communications are supported. People understand. People get it. People are probably in the same boat. You call up your landlord and they get it. They're in the same boat, but they are going to call up the mortgage company, or they're going to call up the bank and also get something perhaps that will support them. So I feel like there's some kind of support financially through this first week of April, especially as we're in this new world, in this new place, and people are dealing with new financial issues that they haven't dealt with before. So do what you can to communicate. Also at this time, we're building up to a Libra full moon at 19 degrees. and I did a video for you on YouTube about that. The Libra full moon is a catalyst point in relationships. It's showing us more of what we need to understand, and it happens on April 7th. Potentially April 8th, depending where you are in the world. And April 7th also has other big energies. It is when Mars in Aquarius squares Uranus in Taurus at 5 degrees. It's also where this Mercury in Pisces sextiles Jupiter in Capricorn and Pluto in Capricorn at 24 and 25 degrees. So April 7th is a very big energy period. And for those of you who want to know even more, keep in mind that I offer those monthly soul growth astrology webinars where I go into more of these specifics. And that is where you can understand the transits in your astrology chart and what's unfolding. April 7th is a very big day. And it's not only because of the April full moon, but it's that Mars in Aquarius squaring Uranus and Taurus. So a lot is ready to be elevated and understood. That elevation is helping humanity. This is something in the collective that is being shook up that we didn't know or didn't see or didn't understand. There's shake-up energy around this April 7th Libra full moon. And that shake-up is meant to shift our value systems. And this is working with us individually, but it's showing us what really matters in your life. What is essential? What is a priority? What do you really want that you're being asked to integrate into your future plans? What is essential in your life that maybe you've overlooked? You know, we've all been so busy, and maybe you've been on autopilot and getting a lot done and moving through your life and going through the motions at different levels of consciousness. This is a stop. And really be intentional about what matters in your life and who matters in your life. Where have you been out of touch with an aspect of yourself that needs more understanding and more attention? And I'm feeling like this is connected to the rising of the divine feminine energies on the planet. Now, in April, both of the moons, the Libra full moon and the Taurus new moon on April 22nd, 23rd, are ruled by Venus. And as we spoke about, Venus is in Gemini, and she's going to be going retrograde the middle of May. This is a time for each of us to reassess the Venus qualities in our lives of what we value, what we need. And also, I'm feeling an opening to a new definition of love. The divine feminine energies that are rising on the planet are opening up parts of our hearts that we have shut down for, I'm hearing millennium, but for many lifetimes. So part of our assignment throughout April is an opening of the energies that have not felt safe, but also the opening in our hearts to more compassion, unconditional love, understanding, forgiveness, the higher heart principles of divine love and of the divine feminine's expression of those love, of that love. So this means, in a practical sense, we're going to need to practice higher levels of compassion outside of our mind, outside of what we thought we would do. I'm getting that image of maybe there's something that you would normally walk away from, or there's a conversation you would not have with someone, or there's something in your own mental process that you would have a certain thought, be very attached to that, and then that's it. This is looking at where you can open even more, but it's interesting because the origination of that opening begins in the higher heart, which is connected to the higher self's energy of peace, forgiveness, compassion, and then how that energy can flood our mind and our mental process and give us higher understandings. So it's a very interesting dance between the higher heart and the mind, between our human experience and the bigger soul experience. And not only is this energy strong throughout April, with Venus being the ruler of the full moon and the new moon, but then with Venus going retrograde into August, there is a dance, a back and forth process. There is something that is being reworked within us mentally. This can mean new information, new ideas, new data, new ways of thinking, a deeper cleanse of the mind. And I feel like what that is that we're bringing more compassion into what we perceive. And so it can start out as you take in information and you have one way of looking at it and understanding it. And then the Venus retrograde is going to keep opening us up to higher energetics that the divine feminine holds, because she is love and she is the acceptance of ourselves, but the acceptance of others at a soul level. So this is important too, because you can disagree with somebody in your human experience, but love them at a soul level. You can think that somebody else is wrong, or you don't understand their life or their choices or how they think, but at a soul level, you can accept that they are on a different journey than you. So there's an element of detachment that's very strong right now, a detachment from the programming and conditioning that we all have, and the potential to rise up and see things from a soul perspective and a soul level. This can also help with cognitive dissonance. And that is a topic that I went into earlier this year to support us with this year, the cognitive dissonance that comes up when we have certain perceptions and it doesn't meet up with reality and we say, no, that can't be true. It's how we are able to massage and work through things in a way that support our soul growth and basically keep us open. Stay open to your soul's energy right now. Stay open to your soul's wisdom, to your soul's journey, to your soul's bigger perspective on what is happening on the planet. And this will help you navigate these times and stay above the turbulence. So a big week is underway. Strong energies are coming through, and we're receiving more messages now about what is vital to our path, what is essential to our life, what is the true priority. And again, now I'm shifting into your professional work. I feel like so many of you are going to be really feeling an activation about your soul's mission and your soul's work in this lifetime. You're going to be feeling like, I have to do this. I must do this. This is what I'm here to contribute. This is my passion. And you move from one career to another. This is very normal right now. I mean, just in a practical sense, like we all moved, you have to work online now, or you have to work from home, or the job you were doing in person is no longer there. And by the way, I send out so much light and support to those in the tourism and hospitality businesses, to those who, you know, are in the bars and clubs and nightclubs and the small businesses that have had to shut down. You are moving through a really big time right now. And I feel like you're going to be supported, and like you need to hear that, right? You need to just know, okay, there's going to be something else that comes through. And it's absolutely true. Some more, I'm seeing lily pads are coming through. You know, like you just take it one step at a time. You step on one lily pad at a time, and you breathe, and you breathe, and you're in the moment. And you open up to saying, please show me exactly what I need to do today. Please show me the best next steps in my career. Please show me exactly what I can do right now in my business. Ask for help at this time. Ask for it at a spiritual level. Ask for it and see what shows up and what you receive, because there is support for us at this time. You know, I believe in a benevolent universe, that God, Source, Spirit, the universe is always traveling with us. And so when you ask for that support, it will show up, because there are unlimited forms of support. There are unlimited ways things can develop and miracles can occur, but you have to be open to it. And what happens is that some people are open, but then something comes through, an answer, a solution, and they shut it down because, like, no, that's not it. And you have to stay open to the unexpected or to what you think it is. You have to step out of those shoulds or those expectations and just say, okay, I'm up for anything. What do you got? What are you going to show me? And really stay open to it without resisting or shutting it down, because that's how you shut down a miracle, or that's how you shut down a solution, is if you're resistant to change or resistant to what's new. So please stay open, just stay curious. And you know, staying open doesn't mean that you have to make some kind of long-term commitment. You're just open to learning. You're open to what's next. And I feel like that's going to help many of you take these next steps forward during this big time, and to be trusting God, Source, Spirit, the universe in a way that perhaps is new to you, but is available to you. It's available, and this is how things can turn around. And this is how the new developments occur, because your free will has to be engaged. You have to give a yes. You have to give a willingness. So I say this because you can have a certain expectation of what needs to happen or what you think should happen. Stay willing, stay open, and allow something to come through that might surprise you and might be, you know, this kind of off the wall, unexpected thing that you've never done before, but it could be exactly what you need. So I offer that as a new way to navigate this time and to retain a sense of possibility as well as remaining in your power. All right. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope that this has supported you and helped you at this time, at this very big time, no less. Keep in mind, you can check out more of my free resources as well as online classes at mollymccord.online. And then also a number of my books are available on Amazon and wherever books are sold. Of course, I support indie bookstores. So if you can buy a book through an indie bookstore online, always wanting to support the small business owners. And also know that I am developing more content for you throughout April that I hope supports our journey through this time. So I'll be giving you updates on when that is released and available. Thank you for joining me, and I will be back here soon. Be sure to check out the YouTube playlists where I offer you more astrology videos as well as teaching videos to understand your own chart. And of course, there is an online library of all these podcasts, over 550 of them, and I hope that they support you at this time as well. Thank you, friends, and I'll see you back here soon.